The decision to dismiss Riek Machar and Pagan Amom came during a three-day meeting of the National Liberation Council of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, or SPLM. The decision completes efforts to oust the two senior leaders from the main party faction led by President Salva Kiir. Kuol Atembol, the SPLM National Secretary for Political Affairs, told the reporters yesterday that other senior members of the party have replaced the two former executives. Atema says during this week's meeting, the SPLM's National Liberation Council named the vice president in charge of the economic cluster, James Wani Iga, as the party's first deputy chairperson. Atema says Peter Lamboth was confirmed as the SPLM's secretary general.
Because we have gone now for almost 6 years, and once you rebel against the party, you don't need even a degree to be relieved. Automatically, you have relieved yourself because Riek Machar rebelled against SPLM. Why should he continue to be the deputy chair again? And he has gone and arranged, established his own party called SPLM-IO.
Atem says the move was taken in a bid to end the internal administrative mess that has existed within the party for years since the defection of some of the party's top members.
It is reorganization, because it seems that the SPLM was disorganized all this time, because most of their senior staff rebelled against it, like the first deputy chairman, secretary general, and members also. So this is part of the reorganization.
Pagan Amom, the former secretary general of the SPLM party, has downplayed the move by President Kiir's SPLM faction to oust him.
My removal in that sense from his party is the biggest joke of the year. How can you remove somebody who has never been a member of your party? I have been or was the Secretary General of the historical SPLM before the split as a result of the war of 2013, which was introduced by Kiir himself in the country in an attempt to silence dissent and the voices calling for reforms and calling for the return to the vision of SPLM.
President Kiir's office has said he was not responsible for the 2013 conflict and accuses former rebels led by Machar for instigating a coup attempt. Amom describes the latest changes as the last stroke in dismantling the SPLM as a revolutionary movement that spearheaded the liberation struggle. He says the move is the final act of betrayal of the vision of the SPLM as articulated by the late revolutionary leader John Garang. He also calls it an act of trickery to the party's program of building a democratic state based on equal citizenship and a rule of law and of building an inclusive nation out of all ethnic groups.
If Kiir was serious about the reunification of SPLM, first he must accept to return to the vision and program of SPLM to build a peaceful, just and prosperous new South Sudan for all, and then implement fully the Arusha agreement to reunite the SPLM on the basis of returning to the vision and respecting the core values of the SPLM. The way Kiir is doing reunification now is basically a total betrayal and a treachery to the SPLM.
Efforts to reach Machar's spokesperson for comment have been unsuccessful. Pok Both Baluang, Machar's acting press secretary, did not answer repeated calls. In October, Baluang said both President Kiir and the SPLM party have no right to dismiss his boss as first deputy chairperson of the SPLM party. He says unless the three factions of the SPLM come together and sit down to decide on the fate of the SPLM and their political issues, no faction has authority to decide over the other. The SPLM National Liberation Council is the final decision-making political organ of the main SPLM faction. The party's political bureau first proposed ousting the two leaders in October. The SPLM party's disintegration started in December 2013 when senior members failed to agree to approve basic documents containing important policies such as the method of voting for party leaders. Since then, the party has split into more factions such as the SPLM IO headed by Machar, SPLM IG headed by Kir, Really SPLM headed by Amum, and former detainees headed by Deng Alor. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.